technology, isn't it great?
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Swander.
Present. Oh, sorry.
Getting ahead of myself.
How you doing, Bob?
I've always wanted to be Don. I really have.
Mr. Swander.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Mr. Morlock.
Present.
Mr. Blankenship.
Present.
Made a good choice.
Oh, we're going down though.
Gail, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And with that, we'll go ahead and move into board work session. But before we get started, we do have kind of a big agenda for tonight and a lot of presentations. So I'm going to ask my fellow board members to keep anything that they've got. If they could try to keep it within 5 minutes, I'd appreciate it. And with that, has anybody got anything?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I am on the Ohio School Board Association committee that is going to be coming up with the Capitol Conference information, and one of the tasks that I have been charged with is trying to get new speakers and new presentations at the Capitol Conference. So I wanted to let folks know here, I know most of our administration goes to the Capitol Conference and goes to a lot of the sessions that they have. If there's a particular session that you guys would like to see that you haven't seen, feel free to get in touch with me and let me know. If you know somebody that's doing a particular program, I know Trish and I were in the bullying class that they had up there a couple years back. That's a joke. But if there's something like that and you know of a good district that's doing something, you know, let me know. We can get in touch with them and get them on the agenda for Capitol Conference. The other thing that I have real quick is the Central Region of OSBA is having their spring conference on March 21st, which is the day after our next meeting. So, Tim, I'm sure you received information on that. We're looking at having the state superintendent as the featured speaker at the meeting that we had a couple weeks ago. He still hasn't committed, but they're not too worried about that. They usually don't commit until 30 days prior. And I am in the process, along with a couple other members of that committee, are looking into alternative speakers just in case he drops out. So there's a few of them. Columbus State president, I'm looking at the Ohio University Dean of Engineering, and one of the other ones is looking at, I want to say Clark State, one of the Clark State presidents or somebody out there. So hopefully we have some pretty good backups, but if the state superintendent, Mr. Hefner, can show up, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yes, sir. I just got one short one. We are still working on the strategic plan and goals for 2013-14 at Tulsa. I want to thank Mr. Hall and Mr. Clark for attending a focus group session at Tulsa to help us get some idea of some things that need to be done at Tulsa that we maybe haven't done in the past and maybe need to do. And I know that the idea of at least satellite programs was brought up by one of them. I think I know who, but I won't mention any names. But we've got quite a few ideas that came out of those focus groups. We were supposed to work on those last Thursday night, but the meeting got a little bit long and we didn't get finished, but I'll should have a full report on where we're headed in the near future up there and what we're looking to do. Probably one of the biggest things is that school started back in 1973-74, and for over 30 years, I think we've had a grand total of about 400 students up there. A couple years ago, we did get a new superintendent who was had the idea that we needed to grow and we needed to provide much better training for the people in the Central Ohio area, not just our students, but adult programs as well. And that program over the last 5 years, we have developed a reasonable adult program, which is extremely difficult to do because funding in adult education keeps going downhill. But we have raised our student enrollment to 650. Our new superintendent, Kim Davis, took High Point JVS from about 450 students, and in a period of 5 to 6 years, raised that number to very close to 1,500 students, plus a self-sustaining adult education program. And she's currently planning on doing that at Tolles, with the idea we would like to have in the Central Ohio area the number one career technical education center in the state of Ohio. We've got more jobs in this area than any other part of the state, and we need to be providing the education for our young people, as well as retraining of our adult workforce. So I'll have another report on that at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Swinger. Anybody else have anything? I've got a couple things. Girls high school team basketball won the first round. The boys play on Thursday, correct, Chris? In high school, we've got six wrestlers going to the district. TJ Wrigley, Jake Dotts, Timmy Violet, Joe Dotts, Tommy Stone, and Robert Miller. We have Lynn, what's his, the eighth grader's name? Is going Lee. Lee Griffin's going to the state. The boys junior high didn't do fair so well on the tournament, but they fought hard. We got a lot to be proud of with those kids. But the eighth grade girls basketball team won the SCOL championship, and seventh grade came in runner up. So they really did good. We got a lot to be proud of there. And with that, the board has something to say about Mr. Swanger. Don Swanger earns his OSBA award. Don Swanger, a board member of the Madison Plains Local Schools and Tolles Career and Technical Center School Boards, will be presented with an Ohio School Boards Association's Award of Achievement at one of the association's regional spring conferences. The conference will be held in Columbus on Wednesday, March 21st. The Award of Achievement is given to school board members in recognition of their commitment to training and leadership activities on their boards of education and region and statewide OSBA activities. So, Don, congratulations. And with that, we'll move into public communications. With that, public participation at board meetings. In order for the board to fulfill its obligation to complete the planned agenda in an effective and efficient fashion, a maximum of 30 minutes of public participation may be permitted at each meeting. Each person addressing the board shall give his or her name and address. Each person is allotted 3 minutes. I ask that specific complaints be done in accordance with the board policy and provisions of our collective bargaining agreement, which states criticism of any employee by name shall not be permitted at public gatherings. All complaints should be first addressed to the party who has engaged in the conduct or in conduct complained of. And with that, I believe Sandy Birchfield, Tricia Guyman, and Tim Carson, you guys have a representative that you were going to...
She's not here yet, so I will go ahead and speak if that's okay.
Okay, could you come up here and...
They're
not going to pick one.
I think everybody can hear me.
Okay.
I'm Sandy Birchfield. My address is 3100 Paint Thomas Road, London. I'm here tonight because I have 7 children in this district, and over the last couple of years have experienced some problems with bullying. And as I come to find out, I'm not alone. We started a Facebook page as a support tool after an incident had happened at the junior high building, and within a matter of a couple hours had over 300 people that had joined the group. So we've come to hear a lot of similar stories and a lot of similar problems. Our biggest complaints are dealing with the lack of communication to the parents when the situations occur. I know myself, I did email all of you on the board, and I don't know if you've all had a chance to read my email, but that details all of my personal information that I have had experiences with. And if you have read that and you have children, I think you could probably sympathize with some of the stuff that I've gone through in the last couple of years. Trisha Guyman also has had an experience recently. This isn't the first time for her with the bullying either. However, it was really just above and beyond what any kid should be subjected to, what her son was put through recently. She had also emailed you and sent a video and some posts that were posted on Facebook about her son. So not just us, but several of us parents in the district feel that we are not being communicated with well. The punishments are haphazard and inconsistent. The environment in which, you know, these acts are taking place, we don't really feel is conducive to reporting. There have been issues of, I know my children do not feel like it does any good to report it. And they tell me that when they do report it, it actually makes things worse. The kids call them tattletales, and the torment is worse than it was before. One of my main concerns is that my three kids who've experienced this the most are in the junior high building. They're all three eighth grade boys. And none of them are what I would consider bully targets. They're athletic. They are good students. They're not behavior problems. They, you know, for the most part, have a good group of friends. I have four students in the intermediate building right now. Two of them are big targets. One with several learning disabilities who receives special ed, and one daughter with autism. And it terrifies me to send them to this building where this has taken place, and I really don't feel like there's a lot being done about it. I don't think it's being taken seriously. I think, you know, I don't know who governs the punishments, who decides who gets punished, who doesn't, or what the punishments are, but I would be more than happy to sit down with all of you, Mr. Hall and Mr. Bean, and discuss in private the inconsistencies. That is not something I want to bring up at a board meeting. We feel like we need backing. We need more help. The teachers need to feel safe reporting. There's been issues of teachers apparently not feeling safe in the junior high building reporting, who have personally called me and asked me not to use their name. That leads me to even more issues than what I'm dealing with my children. I'm at a loss for how to even start to fix this problem. And because my kids have, I think, suffered because of my involvement, they don't know that I'm even here tonight. They don't know that I've talked to their principal. They don't know that I've talked to the superintendent, because they begged me to stay out of this.
I know that there is a DARE program, and I've been told that it deals with
bullying. I'm sorry. Could you say
I'm
your
sorry.
Name
and the address? Trisha Guyman, 3321 Payne Thompson.
Thank you.
Sorry. As far as the DARE program, I've been told that it deals in bullying, and I'm sure it does to an extent, but I would really like to see a program targeted toward bullying solely. Whether it be something that parents work with the school with, and we do something, I feel there really needs to be something done. conduct. This is a serious matter, and they need to be held. Kids need to be held accountable for their actions and have a conscience about it. But I just had a question though, because my email, they all came back. So did you guys get my email? I know, I think yours may have.
Yeah, I did get
you. Because when I sent it, it doesn't come through my Gmail, but when I sent it through my Yahoo one, it came back for me to reply that I wasn't spam, and then I would be added to.
Okay.
And then it said that it went to yours, so I didn't know if it went to everybody's or not.
No, I'm going to double look, but
okay.
I didn't, when you said that, I made myself a little go back
and look. It came back and says, just reply that you're okay, and then we'll be added to the system that
okay.
You're not spam. And it happened to me before with my Gmail, so I did it from a different.
Yeah, and that has happened to me before, even though I've sent Mr. Hall something,
so,
it'll come back and say
because
I
would like for you guys all to see the video and
check.
The Facebook
mm-hmm.
post. So, because I don't know if you're even aware of it or if you've seen it. I would think that you should have been, but I want you to.
Okay.
I've got it on my phone right now, but I would like for you to see it.
Anybody got anything else? Right. Okay.
I have a question, Mr. President.
Yes.
She mentioned the DARE program. Don't we have other programs, too, that address bullying, Mr. Hall? I mean, doesn't the principals do something throughout the year? Don't they have presentations that they do as well?
Yeah, presentations throughout the year, certainly at the beginning of the year. But I think if I read her right, she's thinking more of something that's
specific,
more concrete, like the DARE program, that's where everyone goes through the program and it has some, I'm trying to say, some meat to it and some
because
expectations.
I honestly feel the DARE program helps kids think twice, and it can't hurt.
But yes, we do have presentations each of the buildings, and they continually talk, administrators continue to talk about bullying.
I know when Mrs. Jones was, that's been several years ago, was guidance counselor, she had several videos on bullying and would meet with students and stuff. So I'm assuming those are still available if they would need be.
Can I say one thing? I know in me requesting all of the discipline actions that have been written by the school, I found out today that back in September, one of my children was making fun of another kid. And I take that extremely, extremely seriously and personal. We have a very diverse home, and, you know, he's an eighth grade boy. He's definitely not above it. But, you know, I talked to the principal today, and I find out today that this is documented. I haven't heard a word about it. My signature's not on the paper. I didn't get an email. It didn't come to my house. And that is the kind of stuff that, you know, you nip it in the bud before it gets out of hand. I mean, I feel so badly for what, you know, he said and did to the child that we talked about it today. But this happened in September. And I feel like as a parent, how can you correct something if you don't know what's happening? And I think, you know, we kind of, as a society, you know, we learn to accept things. Oh, kids are going to do that. Oh, kids are going to act that way. And boys are going to be boys. But I think when you start to overlook little things, then it becomes something bigger. And they take it to the next level. And if we stop overlooking the little things, which, you know, my son, not calling this girl a name, but making fun of something on her face that she cannot help, that she was born with, should have been addressed to his parents. I mean, that is something that I need to know about. And that's the kind of, and that's just one example of communication. But I don't think that a lot of the parents, and not that every parent is going to take care of, you know, issues that come up at school, but I think a lot of parents are going to deal with this stuff at home if they know about it.
Okay. I appreciate you guys coming out tonight. Just so you know, everything, anytime anyone does address the board, that is discussed. So I'm sure we'll talk it over with Mr. Hall and find out what's the best thing to do with this, okay? Once again, feel free to call any of us if anybody has anything. Our numbers are all listed. And we'll try to follow up, make sure all the emails are going through. Okay? Anybody else? Okay, moving on with the public communications, we'll go to the approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion for number one?
I'll make a motion that the minutes of the meeting of January 10th and January 17th be approved as written.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandon?
Yes.
Mr. Warlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Abstain.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Financial report, Tim?
Yeah, the first item has already been touched on twice. Just need to know on the board who plans to attend the March 21st OSBA regional conference. Again, celebrate Mr. Swonger's award.
What's your deadline on that, Tim?
Giving us a deadline, yes. Usually it's the week before, to be honest. They want to know.
So if you know by the 12th?
The easiest thing for us to do is if we have several of you that are going, we'll just reserve a whole table. That way you can, you know, at the last minute decide if you want to go. There's a flat fee for the table.
I'm going to go.
Okay. Yeah. We'll go ahead and get a table then. We'll just reserve it then. If you're not sure, you can decide that until the day of the meeting. Okay. Other than that, we can go right into the action items.
Do I have a motion for number one there under the action items?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the January 2012 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion?
We will point out for the larger crowd that normally we have that all the financial statements are out on the website. You may have watched them out and carefully see.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Warlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number two.
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the of the Treasurer that the Board approve the transfer requests as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Michael. Discussion?
Just want to point out to the Board that's under tab 7. And it's really a lot of housekeeping type of items. We had a lot of grants, teacher grants, that are usually about $250, but a lot of small amounts, like 55 cents, 5 cents, left in those accounts. So we're transferring those balances over to general fund. Also, there's a transfer from the general fund to the drug testing fund of $3,500, which is the board's share of those costs for the drug testing program, which we agreed to do. Also, Madison Rural has some monies left in that building that are now being transferred over to the appropriate buildings, that being elementary and intermediate, to be split between those two buildings.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Warlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number three?
Make a motion upon the recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve the appropriation amendments as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion?
I will point out that it's about $2.2 million in appropriation increases. However, 2.1 of that is the appropriation for the payoff of the notes. Yeah. So the rest of it is pretty much just housekeeping we do mid-year.
Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Warlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. Hall, you're on.
Thank you, sir. Linda, you have a postcard there. Hold it up. Everyone in Madison Plains, to the best of my knowledge, should have received this postcard asking people to come to the 10-year planning. What we plan on doing is taking where we are today, looking at the dollars, and adjusting programs around that dollar and how we want to be 5 years from now and 10 years. I strongly encourage people to come, and probably some of the things that you're talking about tonight in the bowling program, that can be part of our operation to get into the, you know, to get it defined a little more. So we ask you to come, and when we break down to those focus groups, you know, sign up for the focus groups that you want to be on, but we will be talking about programs. We along with dollars that supports all the programs. The card is 28th at 5:30 at the high school.
I was going to ask, since we have such a big group, did pretty much everybody receive that card? I hope.
The 28th is the first day. That's on a Tuesday. 5:30 is the next. Same presentation will be February 1.
March 1.
So hopefully one of those dates you can come and give us input, listen to our presentation, look at where we are, and how are we going to get there, because it takes a plan to all of us involved. We have probably 65 or 70% of our people out in the community that don't have kids in school, and that's the people that we're trying to get in. That's why the card went to not just registered voters, but all Madison Plains who live in Madison Plains. So come help us out. We accept all. Next thing, just make the board aware we are going to step up and do a little recycling plan with our school district. If you notice the big recycling containers out to the side, the district spends $1,300 to $1,400 a month to get rid of all the refuse from the buildings. And we're finding with those roll-off dumpsters that this has cut back immensely. When they brought these dumpsters in, they said this should last you a month, but it lasts us 7 days. So they had to come get it empty. Basically, all it is just paper, cardboard, cans, recycled items that we can hopefully come back one of these days and they'll pay us for. And our next phase of that, once we see how many dumpsters we need, we will go to a compactor where we can get it down to one dumpster, like an 8-yard dumpster or something on that order, and press it down so we don't have all the dumpsters sitting around blowing garbage everywhere. So that's the cycle we're in right now. We're getting everyone on board. Cafeterias, we're recycling out their milk cartons. We're getting the kids acclimated to dumping their milk and throwing it in there. That's all part of recycling. And kids really like to recycle. This is adults that have the problem. If you haven't recycled, I do it at home, and honestly, 80% of my stuff, you can throw it in the recycle bin and save yourself $500.
So anybody can recycle and come and bring stuff to this to recycle?
I don't have a problem with it. They'll come, they'll empty whenever we call them.
But mostly you're just doing it from the building.
Right.
But like if we wanted to send our newspapers that we collect or anything, we could have our grandkids or somebody bring them in.
Throw them in there.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to doing that, but we better be real careful about having that stuff brought in, because I know that one down there in Sterling, that thing's always full.
Yeah, I know it is.
So I don't know if that one, and it's bigger than the one we got, that thing will be filled up quicker and all get
me,
out.
Let me leave it at this. I'm not going to solicit. I'm not going to stand out there and say, no, you can't do that. Because they're out there, and they're open for the people that they
can. And we get reimbursed for this.
Once we get into a program, then possibly they will pay us for the cardboard and stuff like that.
So if we do start filling up quicker, you can get us a bigger one, right?
No, that would come into twice a week.
If you have the materials, they will come and get it.
Hey, send your stuff over, guys.
I think the biggest thing now is that we're able to reduce our trash collection costs off the bat. So
$1,400 a month, we should be able to cut that now. We should be able to cut that to the point where we'll pay for the compactor in 2 or 3 years. We'll clean up everything too.
Mr. Hall, just don't waste so much paper.
No, where it all comes from. Next on the agenda, I'm going to ask Mr. Clark to address the board on high schools that work. Chris has been researching this for a little while. He thinks he has a procedure that the high school staff has bought into it. And we hope, as a result of high schools that work, that we can involve our 7th and 8th grade at the same time. But they're not as far along as the high school.
I'm not going to use the PowerPoint today. I apologize.
It's okay. Technology isn't our friend today.
Look, it's not always my friend. Let me start off. Most of you probably have known from the high school is North Central accredited. Okay. High School Works is basically an accreditation process that high schools can go through in the U.S. Just to give you an idea, why are we North Central accredited? Well, it's pretty simple. Is you want a Madison Plains credit to be able to transfer to another school that's North Central accredited as well. So that way it's an even transfer of credit. And then in the same token, the colleges also go through North Central accreditation as well. So they say, okay, if we're North Central accredited and you grant a credit from your high school, we will accept it at our college. So basically it's an acceptance policy. Well, High Schools at Work is similar with North Central in that it's an accreditation process. Now what High Schools at Work is basically it's a current initiative that's going on. It's got about 1,200 high schools in the U.S. in 30 states. Okay, it's created by the Southeastern Regional Board, which is down in the southeastern United States. What they basically have is they have schools that use a basic framework of key practices to basically raise student achievement and graduation rates. Now, currently, the high school has been working very hard to raise our student achievement. We've been very hard at trying to raise our graduation rate and our achievement test. But if you also have noticed over the past 3 years, we're starting to plateau. It doesn't mean that we're not working hard. It just means that we need to try to come up and get another edge to try to make our teachers better at basically pushing. Okay? So what we did is we tried to find out what are some things that we could do. Well, with the High Schools at Work program, we've been doing a lot of the things in the initiative that High Schools at Work has been asking to do. And if you look on that front page there on the key practices, those key practices that we cover, for example, is high expectations. There's a program of study that districts all have to do. You have to have academic studies where you're trying to increase kids into college preparedness, which we offer an awful lot of dual enrollment classes at the high school currently. We do branch off in the career and technical fields, which we do that with TOLS. We give extra help. The teachers, we have a very good working relationship among our teachers. And just to give you an example, I've currently got a science teacher and an art teacher where the art teacher has tried to figure out how can I incorporate more science into art. And I got the science teacher says, how can I incorporate more art from science? So what have they done? They've been working out for the past 2 weeks on a photo unit. What a great way, because I got my art teacher showing the chemistry kids, this is how you're going to take the pictures. The chemistry kids in turn are going to say, hey, guess what? We're going to develop the pictures using some different chemicals. So there's collaboration going along with the teachers as well. Relevance. Why are we doing it in class? So with High Schools at Work, we try to increase more relevance. Why are we doing the things that we're doing in classes? And then the relationships, where, again, the collaboration. Now, the other thing that High Schools at Work does, it's got a testing program. As everybody knows, in 2014, some of the testing is going to start changing. What I'm concerned with is High Schools at Work has a nationally developed test where we can use that for our seniors to try to measure growth. And one of the things is that's going to happen here in the next 2 years, we've got to start figuring out what measures are we going to do as a district to decide if this kid, or this student, I should say, is going to graduate. We tried to decide, is it going to be the OGT? Well, we already know the OGT is going out. So everybody says, okay, the OGT is coming back in. Well, the state hasn't said it's the ACT. The state has basically said it's going to be one measure, and then a district's going to choose another measure. By using the High Schools at Work test, we could use an accepted measure. And the other thing is, that's paid for through High Schools at Work. It's not paid for by Madison Plains Local School. So it's a chance for us to use a tested program to measure student growth as well. There's a sample of the test, at least what the report would give, so you get an idea about what it is they're measuring. Just for example, on the state report card, the state measures its growth rate at 75%. High Schools at Work wants a growth rate of 85% of its student. So again, they want an 85% success rate. So again, they're raising the bar, raising the standards. Later on this evening, you have a resolution, and I'm asking the board to possibly consider that resolution so I can get the district started into this event. So.
Does the North Central have a test that they're doing?
North Central doesn't do any testing. Only thing that North Central is going to do is they continue to have a district take to look at its curriculum and what are you doing to supply that curriculum. And then basically what they're going to do is they bring examiners in to see if your curriculum matches and what you can do to make that curriculum better.
Just to make sure that everybody that's part of that accreditation is covering the same material for social studies class or math class or whatever, so that when that student goes to the college, that college knows, okay, since they're from North Central, we know that they've learned
that's
this
correct.
In calculus or that in history. Or,
that's correct. Okay.
Now, does this cost us as a...
As of right now, there's not a cost. In fact, high schools at work is actually a line item on part of the state budget, and there's a chance we could, you know, we're not going to get rich off this, but it should allow some money to come in for professional development. Now, the other thing is, if high schools at work, let's say that there's some training that we want to send our teachers to, we're going to absorb the cost of the substitute. But we're not going to absorb the cost of the actual training to send the teachers to it like we currently do.
That was my next question. What is these things are going to be trained, the teachers are going to be trained in this? Is this something else they're going to have to learn to do to adapt to their curriculum or?
Actually, I think you're going to find out most of our teachers are already doing it. I think what you're finding out from a lot of our teachers is, I can do this, but how can I do this better? Or they need some reaffirmation. Basically, someone come up and say, yeah, you're doing this correctly. Here's how we're going to take you, just get you above this step just a little bit more. Like, I got some math, the math teachers right now, they're struggling with some concepts, and we've tried to send them to some training to try to help them become better teachers, especially in the area of geometry. And they've really had some issues with it. Well, high schools at work, they've already said, we think that we've got a program where we've got some teachers down in southeastern Ohio that have put a presentation on. We'll send you down there to let you see how they're being successful with that same program. So, I mean, we've tried to do it so it's not going to be costly for the district. In fact, hopefully, the one nice thing is there aren't very many high schools at work sites in this area of the state. So our goal is if we became a high schools at work site, I'd rather have us become the training sites and start putting the presentations here than for me to have to travel to eastern Ohio or southeastern Ohio. I believe Toll is starting to get on board with this as well.
There's been several presentations that have made by some of our teachers at Toll's at some of the training sessions. I'm glad to see this program coming in here because I know Toll's been on board with this for 4 or 5 years now. And what we're seeing, and I wish we had data on this, but what we're seeing is in the area of achievement and what else did you have on here? Academics, both. Our number of kids in National Honor Society have increased since High Schools at Work has come into place. The amount of achievements and contests and so forth in the career tech areas has increased. Kids are doing more and getting more and better training and coming out with much better skills and much higher level skills than what they have previously. Plus the other thing that it's really picked up on is the 21st century skills or the life skills, whatever you want to call them or however you want to name those. But it is an excellent program, and we've seen at Toll's what can come from this, and from the sounds of it, it was initiated here. It was initiated by the teachers at Toll's, and it sounds to me like that's the same route that we've gone here. And that will work, and it's a fantastic program. And I agree with you. I'd like to see, I know we've got some teachers who do some pretty fantastic things, but I'd like to see them get involved in the training with this. And like you say, it'd be nice to have it here rather than travel to.
The one question that I had is the colleges that a lot of our students are going to, whether it's Clark State or University, wherever it might be, is the high schools at work accreditation approved at those colleges as well?
We're still sticking with North Central. We're not dropping the North Central accreditation. Well, only thing that high schools work's going to do is hopefully make those teachers' practices better, making them become better teachers. Hopefully they can increase bringing relevancy into the classes, basically saying, okay, why am I teaching this physics in this class? I mean, I've got a good physics teacher here currently who's very good at making his class very hands-on, okay? I'd also like to be able to take my calculus teacher and make him show where his class has more relevancy, so that way these kids can say, okay, this is why we're learning this.
Okay. That was going to lead to another question I had about, you know, changing the accreditation and problems.
No, we're going to keep, I need to keep the North Central. That's commute here.
Okay.
We wouldn't be changing. The only thing is, like, I just tried to show what, like, North Central started off as an initiative. It's how North Central took off, and then it just took off here throughout the U.S.
You say on your, Chris, you have, I mean, this all sounds good to me. I just, it has like extra help, and it says provide a structured system of extra help for students in completing accelerated programs of study with high-level academic and technical content. So is that for, are you talking about aides? Are you talking about those teachers having time to work with those students one-on-one if need be?
We're not talking about aides. What we're trying to do is try and show the teachers, if you're teaching something in this class, how is it you can get the point across, have the students master the content, and take those students that still are not up to speed, bring them up to speed.
So our teachers are going to have to do some training and some
work. Yeah.
And
yeah, they're not, I mean,
they're just not going to walk into this and say,
no,
this is how we're going to do it. This is going to have to be something that's going to, if you start it now, you're going to have to start it now for next year for them to be able to implement it in their classrooms.
We've been researching this for over 6 years. So this has not just been a fly-by-night item. Now, the other thing is, some of the things we've done is, and I finally, we had the department chairs and some of our older teachers, we sat in on a meeting and had the folks from high school's work come in, and they had the presentation. And if the high school department chairs and the older teachers and a very old teacher says, I want to do this, you know, I think he understands the importance of it.
So you feel like the teachers are on board with this as well?
If they weren't, I wouldn't be here. Yeah, they were the ones, after we went for presentation, they said, go on ahead, let's get started.
Any other questions, Chris?
I have one question that has nothing to do with this, Chris, but something I've been meaning to ask. We did something in the, it was mentioned earlier, the drug testing. How is that going so far this year? This is our first year. How's things been going with that as far as?
I was going to have a January meeting. We are going to be having a meeting with the committee to just review the policy, make sure we're doing well. We've had 7 occurrences where kids have tested positive, and we've taken them through the training.
Okay.
We've had some kids that says, basically, I don't want the training. And so we basically have limited their rights and taken it away from it. It's been a deterrent. In fact, we've had some school districts contact us and want to know how we initiated it and how we got. So again, I think it's worked well. I haven't had any negative.
But you said you had 7, but how many were tested overall?
I can't give you the number off the top of my head.
Right, just grab one. Just grab one. I mean,
7.
200. Well, I'll be honest, it's over 400.
Okay, that's all I need.
Wow.
I mean, it's definitely.
Because if you were going to say 7 out of 100,
there
7 out of 300 or 400, that sounds a little better.
Well, we tried to figure this out the other day. Let me do it this way. Our random, when we do our randoms, we're random testing between 35? We're random testing 35 kids. So that's almost what?
10%.
Well, it's better than 10.
Better.
Yeah.
It's almost 600 kids.
How many times do you random?
Once a month.
That's what I thought.
Once a month.
Wow.
That's good.
It's working well.
That's good.
What's good about our particular program, where a lot of programs don't have them, if you come to the prom, if you come to dances, if you drive your automobile to school, you're into this school program. And that's where a lot of people don't take it, those couple extra steps. And I think that's done wonders for us to get some things done.
I'll give you the numbers.
Okay. Just curious.
Okay, good.
Take whatever color you want. That's fine. Thank you for your time tonight. I'll try to move quickly because I know with my passion I could stay here all night and talk to you about all the good things that our teachers are doing with students. There's an awful lot going on. this year to get ready for this coming fall.
Technology.
Wow, I just wanted to set Tim's tools here. The next slide that you're going to see are some of the latest things that are happening, the newest things since last time we talked. On the left side? That's what I thought. Okay. So you've heard about high schools that work. We also have a group working really hard with all the teachers called online modules that they're watching for value added. And as of today, everybody on the fifth grade team plus a sixth grade teacher have completed all those. And we'll have more updates on how we're moving through that in the near future. You've heard about the Common Core. We have also what's going on called Targeted Professional Development. That's going on all across the state, and a lot of teachers from this district are attending sessions from 5 to 7:30 at night, of which where some of the people are this evening. And then our new evaluation system, we're helping teachers set goals that are connected to student achievement. And again, I just want to remind you of all the teachers that meet once a month for Race to the Top, and in between the monthly meetings, the subcommittees meet to get all the work done for the main monthly meeting. So there are the four subgroups of Race to the Top. We split our group up into four committees. Instead of everybody trying to do one thing many times, we're getting into a little more focus. So our communication group, if you look on the website, you'll see updates and information there. It's a requirement of our funding for Race to the Top that we report to the school board every month. And our building principals are very active on these subcommittees. Each one is facilitating the work of a subcommittee. So now I'd like to talk a little bit about the coaches that we have, our four instructional coaches. Like I said, they couldn't be here tonight because they're at PD for the different content areas. And they'll kill me for the next picture, so we'll go quickly because there they are. So I wanted to show you some information about the Ohio State Math Coaching Program that the coaches are involved with. And just a quick glance, as you can see, the far right bar of each section is showing you how things are improving in districts that have the coaches. So when they're embedded in the classroom, the test scores for the different subgroups do increase. You'll see grades 3, 4, 5 on this slide. The next slide will be grades 6, 7, 8. And again, when you are in a classroom where you have the instructional coaches who have been trained by the Ohio State Coaching Program, the data will show you that test scores will go up in math and in reading. Because what we're doing is we're helping kids learn to share their thinking and take the thoughts out of their head and put it on paper and talk to each other. Now, another thing we're asking coaches to really work hard is a huge paradigm shift, and that's to help everybody think about math outside the box. And that box are your C's for 21st century. And so we're really making some huge changes in what we're asking teachers in the way they deliver instruction in the classrooms. For example, we have students in kindergarten through sixth grade have all had a coach at one time or another so far this year to work with them. And we are asking the students to use critical thinking skills with rich math problems, which means the problem is given to them rather than the teacher giving them the information and saying, this is how you solve the problem. And we're asking them to talk to each other and work with each other. So what you see here are groups of students doing what's called a tabletop, and they're taking the math that's in their head and they're putting it on paper. And then they're sharing that information with each other. So the questions that the students are being asked is, does your answer make sense? Not is it right or wrong, but does it make sense? And then explain it. We're also asking students to listen to each other and not tell me what you think, but tell me what you heard your neighbor say. The 8 mathematical practices, all the math teachers in the district are now learning how this is going to be a huge shift for what's going to be expected in the way they teach math this coming fall. It's good teaching, a lot of good people have been doing it, but now everybody's going to be expected to do it for all students. Another huge change that's happening is we had a curriculum night with 4, 5, 6 where the students brought their parents and the coaches were able to help the students explain to their parents what are they doing in class, because they're not bringing worksheets home like they used to as much, because we're not spending time as much as students just writing down answers, turning it in, getting it graded, but to actually solve the problems and talk to each other and to listen. The other thing I wanted to tell you about were the journals. So that's what this student has in front of her. We have journals in K-3, we have journals in 4-6, and then we're moving them on up to 7-12. But what the kids have to do is they have to show their work. They have to draw pictures, they have to write their answers. They just don't tell you a computational answer. They have to go a lot deeper than that. Most important message here with the math coaching program is we're not teaching arithmetic. We're not teaching standards, we're teaching math, which there's a lot more to math than arithmetic.
Just choose second option.
One of the things I wanted to add, Chris, you were talking about getting the math and art and all that other stuff, the fractal picture on the bottom and the equation. Those are two good examples of how they can do something like that. So. Okay.
All right, another thing I want to just give you a quick glimpse into is our extended time for math and reading. We thought we were going to do tutoring after school like we have done the past few years and realized that that wouldn't involve enough students, because now that we're being on one campus, the travel time made it a little more difficult. So Mr. Hall had us think outside the box and we came up with a way to do it during the day. One of the best things I can tell you about this program are the four women that are helping us with this, where you can see they are either retired teachers or excellent subs that have been in the district. And myself, we all have groups of students that we work with, 30 to 40 minutes. It's gonna go until April, and they have extra time to work on math and reading. So the math, those are some areas that they're working on with the students. The four women looked at all the data on all the students they have, so if I'm working with this student, I might be doing a different problem than if I'm working with this student.
Totally different.
So, totally. Okay. Now, in reading, again, we really need to have a lot more time. It's usually not that a student doesn't know it or can't do it. They need more time. And so this is giving them more time to spend on the areas where we have data that shows that's what they need. What's been real exciting is that last point down there, grades 4 through 8, the students looked at their past scores from the previous spring and set a goal for themselves so that they're involved and they're being held accountable. Most of them are either 1 or 2 points on the bubble, and so we wanted to make it real clear to them that it's not that they didn't do well.
Third
option, okay. But that it's something to work toward. Any questions on tutoring or coaches?
I have one question. When they're working the 30 to 40 minutes a day through April, when are they getting together with the students to do that? Is it that time after lunch or before lunch, or is there some?
It depends on the grade. It depends on the student's schedule. So what we did is the principals and the teachers and several of us looked at all the millions of ways we could do it, and so it's not the same for any one student. So, like, I have a group from 7:30 to 8:05. They're coming during their intervention time. That's pretty much the easy story for most of them, during their intervention time that principals had already scheduled into the student's day.
Okay, and that intervention time is for additional help?
Intervention time is for wherever you need more time with something. It could be you're struggling and you need something different. It could be you're doing great, you need more practice, and it could be that you're ready for something challenging.
Let me see if I can phrase this right. I know we still have the IEP program and the students that are in that, and there are times throughout the day that those students meet with their IEP teachers to go over some things. Is that also, I'm sure that's taken into consideration, but I mean, do they still have time, those students that have IEPs, to be able to do that and to do this tutoring thing for the intervention and still have everything in sync with the rest of the classmates?
But between the principals and the teachers and the tutors, they found ways to find time to make all that work. Okay. It's pretty amazing when you look at the big picture.
Okay. I think, some of my experience has been, being able to not take the kids out of the classroom for that IEP during the regular study time, that it kind of if you can avoid that, you're going to reduce some of the bullying that, you know, obviously we'd heard about tonight.
Well, we also had a big shift in the fall when Trish Passwaters and we got together with other districts and had some training on inclusion, which also follows the coaching model. A classroom teacher and the other person co-plan, co-teach, and co-assess. So we don't pull them out and put them in separate boxes, but the teachers work together and deliver the differentiated instruction in the classroom.
Yeah, okay. I think that's important.
One of this district's goals is to keep all IEP students in the general curriculum as much as possible.
I think that's great. That's needed. Okay.
We're about to have board representative for technology plan.
I would help Joe out quite a bit.
Joe, I thought you already called me on this.
I did call you on this. And I don't participate, but then also, we have pre-planning that's coming up March 8th. I guess I was calling you as a parent representative, and I wanted to make sure the board had an opportunity to either send you or whoever up there to the pre-planning. You see what I'm saying?
Who wants to go with me?
What, can you elaborate a little bit on what this is?
We don't need two, we need one.
Well, I guess I've been represented then.
You want that?
Well, yeah, I
told you. Every 3 years, we have to come up with a technology plan.
Okay.
We do have federal funding, but as well as making sure that we're on track for what we need to do in-house.
Okay.
With that being said, we really want to get as much outreach as possible as far as, you know, community member parents, board members, staff, so forth, on these different committees. When it comes down to it, the way it's planned out, and at that first meeting, March 8th, I'll lay out the whole plan for everyone. It's probably going to take each person that volunteers maybe an hour, hour and a half out of their time.
Okay. So you're just looking for representative, but you were going to get some parent representatives, so you called Dave as a parent.
Exactly.
And Dave could serve as a parent and as a board member.
So I can do like a dual spy role.
Sure.
Dave, I have all the confidence in the world in you.
Gotcha.
You can handle both positions.
I'll be there. Just be prepared for when I'm dad and when I'm going to be a board member.
I think I've heard that speech.
Anything else?
That's it. That's all you had.
Unfinished business. Do I have a motion for number one there under the readings?
I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second and final and updated, do I dare say, Mr. Hall?
We tried desperately to update it.
Okay. Updated. I want to add that.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not trying to develop a calendar
when I present. Okay. I wouldn't ask for that. I want to know, Mr. Detweiler,
yes.
If I say that upon recognition, superintendent board approve the second and final reading of the amended, because the first reading is different than the second reading, so we should not specify that? I think I am too. The 2012-2002 school calendar as presented. How's that?
Do I have a second for all that?
I'm just trying to be accurate here.
If I understand this is our up-and-coming calendar. Therefore, I'll second that.
Discussion?
And these dates have been approved and revised with the Teachers Association and the...
It's been up in the building.
Everywhere and anywhere.
Like I said, if it's been 100% satisfaction, I will say no, but I'm not sure that's possible.
Well, I'm just excited that they're starting and getting out, starting in August, around the same time they normally do, but getting out in May, the 24th, the last day for students.
I think a nice long summer for parents.
I like that. I mean, I think that's good.
Is the school day increasing? So we're keeping the same time on the school day?
Same time. That's the 7.5 hours. That's negotiated time.
Okay. And I know that there was something that had passed in the legislature not too long ago about going from days to hours. Does the calendar?
Calamity days.
I don't think it was calamity days.
Yeah, it's calamity.
Is it calamity days? Okay, I thought it was.
You have to make it up.
Okay, yeah. I just want, because I know originally it was, you know, you had to be in school so many days, but I just wanted to make sure we were still.
Look at it, hours a day, the same difference.
Can you take a vote?
Ms. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number two under certified?
I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approved tutoring contracts for grades 3 through 8 at a rate of $85 per day, 7.5 hours per day, for a period of 12 weeks and at a total cost of $15,876, contracts to be awarded to 4 people listed below.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Michael. Discussion?
So is this in our budget, Mr. Ditwar?
It's in your federal program budget.
So it's okay. I mean, we've got money to cover this. This isn't an extra expense.
It's money that we had in Title I that we felt we could
use in that area.
Use it
or lose it.
Put it in another category and get more use out of it.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure it was in there, that we wasn't anything we wasn't going to be surprised.
No, we didn't take anyone's
Okay, that's fine. Well, you didn't take Tim's salary, we're all right.
There's one of those state mandates where they say you're going to do this if kids don't make certain progress, but they don't give you any money to do it.
Right.
Yeah. You might also notice how many students it's serving versus okay. When we talk about the after school, we have a much smaller number.
And is that in your report as to how many students is? Okay, I'll read it again. 336 students are being tutored by
grades 3 through 8.
After school, I think we had 20, 25 students.
So you're reaching a lot more students.
It's pretty cheap.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Swonger?
Yeah.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation for the purpose of retiring of Glenn Stolle, effective March 31st, 2012. Mr. Stolle has served the Madison Plains Local School District for 11 years.
Second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
Mrs. Smiling Face.
Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Swonger?
Yeah.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number four?
Move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employs Zachary Durbin on a 100-day contract as custodian 2, step 0, effective February 12, 2012.
I'll second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes. So I have a motion for number five.
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board add the following to the substitute aid list for the 2011-2012 school year, Monica Redding and Elizabeth Riddle.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
A motion for number six.
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that we also add Monica Redding and Elizabeth Riegel to the substitute cook list for the 2011-2012 school year.
Second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Brian Walker as 2011-2012 reserve baseball coach effective February 3rd, 2012.
I'll second.
Go ahead.
I made the motion seconded by Linda. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts for the 2011-2012 school year as presented below.
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number nine.
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts for 2011-2012 school year for Eric Bush, volunteer baseball coach.
I have a second.
I'll second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Michael. Discussion?
I have a question. We have 1, 2, 3 volunteer baseball coaches and no reserve baseball coach. Is there no reserve team, or do we not know that yet, or do we normally have 4 or 3 volunteer baseball coaches?
I really can't tell you that. I don't know what the
You probably don't know either, do you, Chris? Oh, okay. Go right ahead there, Joy.
There is somebody that they're going to use as the reserve coach. I think maybe he just doesn't have all of his credentials in yet.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think they are fully anticipating a team.
Okay. But we normally do have 3 volunteer baseball coaches. Okay. Mm. That just seemed like a lot. Okay.
That's again going back to things don't come to you unless they have their credentials in. So that's
okay.
In the past, you may have seen that name.
Right.
Should have.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Abstain.
Mr. Swanberg.
Yeah.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number 10.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent. The board award the following academic supplemental contracts for the 2011-2012 school year for Brad Miller and Betsy Ames.
I'll second that.
Michael made the motion. Don seconded. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swalders?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mrs.
Yes.
So I have a motion for number 11.
We make a motion that upon the recommendation of the superintendent's board accept the following grants: a $400 donation from Walmart, go to the intermediate principal account.
Second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanberg?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept the following donations: $73.21 to the guidance account and $250 to the junior high principal account.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanberg?
Yeah.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution of support for high schools that work. Whereas the Madison Plains Board of Education is committed to improving student achievement, and whereas Madison Plains Board recognizes the importance of ownership and involvement in any school improvement process for it to be successful, and whereas Madison Plains faculty, staff, and administration have studied the high schools that work key practices and conditions, and whereas the faculty, staff, administration of Madison Plains School have expressed a desire to adopt high schools that work as a framework for achievement, achieving school improvement. Therefore, it be resolved, Madison Plains Board of Education supports the High School That Works initiative and expresses the district's commitment to its principals.
I'll second that.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You guys liked that.
Just like everybody to know that Dave is a graduate of the Madison.
That's right.
And he does read very well.
Well, I'm proud of that fact. Discussion? I made the motion. Don seconded it. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Carried.
That motion for number 14.
Dave, one other thing on that. I'd just like to thank our high school teachers, along with Chris, for deciding to be involved in this program. This says a lot for our teachers because they're willing to do what it takes to make our kids better and much more competitive once they leave here. So to Chris, and if you'll pass that word along to your staff as well. We certainly appreciate them and their dedication to our kids. Now, Dave.
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept the interagency agreement between Madison County School District and Miami Valley Child Development Centers effective January 2012.
I'll have a second.
Go ahead, Mike. Did you say second?
No, I just got drink.
Go right ahead anyway.
No, I just got drink.
That's all right, Linda. I got you.
Okay. I thought it was
Ken made the motion. Linda seconded. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swan?
Yes.
I make the motion that at 11, or 8:11, we enter into executive session for the purpose of, number one, to consider the appointment under the Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or an investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And section four, preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees. Does that cover everything? Anybody else got anything else on that? Do I have a second?
Second.
I made the motion. Ken seconded it. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I don't anticipate that we're going to be making any judgments or taking any action on anything after. Appreciate everybody coming out tonight, and our next meeting is March 20th, 7. Thank you all for coming out.
Show me how to shut that off next time I can do it.